It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is the good pastor Bengai Moyo, who's going to be teaching us, remember, some of the Sabbath school lesson now. And remember, we all have to study our Bibles in preparation for a discussion we'll be having on Sabbath Sabbath morning during the Sabbath school lesson. And so we do have the pastor who's going to be here. He is here already on the line to teach us. And today we're focusing exclusively for the next 15 minutes. We're focusing exclusively on the Lord. Who may abide, oh Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Pastor Moyo, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to be our teacher this week.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, viewers.
So we are studying the lesson study, which has a verse, which I'd like to encourage everyone to try and commit to memory. It's supposed to be a memory verse. So if you are going to be participating in the lesson study in the morning on Sabbath, it would be advisable for you to commit it to memory. It's found in the book of Psalms 104. It's verse 33. It reads, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Again, Psalms 104, verse 33. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. And today we're focusing on Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle. Pastor Moyo, take it away.
Thank you very much. We're just going to give you a prayer. Then we begin our lesson. Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, we want to thank you for this privilege of life that you have given us. Even as we begin our lesson this afternoon, we pray that, Father, may your guidance and your protection be with us. Teach us, Father, to learn of your word. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We really appreciate for today's topic, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle. And as you have read the text, it's very amazing. But I just want to do a recap of what we did yesterday, just for a few or a minute.
Of course.
Just to understand, have a basic, what we talked about yesterday.
Of course.
So yesterday, we looked about the sing unto the Lord a new song, in which we discover to say, a new song is the experience that we have experienced with God, and which gave us the detail to say, each person has a new song because has a different experience in life. And we discovered to say that we must praise our God because he is powerful, he is mighty, and what he has done in our life. Now, looking at this one, who it's a very important text for me, and I would just want to read it again so that we get some insight from the verse. So it says, Lord, who shall dwell in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell on your holy hills? So when you look into this verse, there is a temporal dwelling and a permanent dwelling. There are those that dwell in the presence of God, but at a period of time, they come out because of certain things. And there are those that, even when things are difficult, they still dwell in the presence of God permanently. And this is the prayer or the request of each Christian, whenever, no matter what kind of difficulties that he may have, but we must dwell in the presence of God continuously throughout our life.
Yeah.
Now, as we look here, we may have a question, because it begins the question, who dwell in the presence of God or in the tabernacle? And the answer is given to say, the requisite or the requirement is already given in God's law. And the prophet, and the, to the God's law and the prophet, the ones who actions are righteous and character in heart, these must dwell in the presence of God. So it means in the sanctuary was a holy place, and everything in it, including the priest who consecrated were holy in mandatory requirement for entering into the presence of God. So we see a condition. It's not just anybody, but it's a person who meets the requirement.
Okay.
And the requirement for us to enter into tabernacle with God, we must be in a situation, or we must be in a character that requires to enter into the tabernacle of God,
right,
or into
right.
His presence. And this requirement is a person that we must be holy.
Yeah.
Now, it does not only talk about priests, but it includes everybody, that whosoever desire to enter in presence of God must first acquire holiness. Now, also you must ask a question here. We find most of the people, they talk about everyone is a sinner and there's no one that is righteous.
Mm.
But here are given a requirement. So an excuse not to become holy is also sin in my own view.
Right.
Because if God requires us to be holy, then it is possible for us to be holy. And just to remind you, he says, when Christ shall come, he's coming for the holy ones.
Okay.
So it means for us to obtain the kingdom of God, we must live a righteous life.
Right.
So we have not given an exit to say there's no one that can attain holiness. The Bible is telling us it requires the people that are holy, that are pure, that are perfect in their heart.
Yeah.
So he says the law was given to God's people to enable them to fulfill their greatness potential.
Right.
So we are talking to say each man, each person has the potential to obtain holiness. Now, when the law was given, it did not remove them away from God, but actually it brought them a standard to say, for them to be in the presence of God, they must obtain the righteousness which they have as a requirement. So we see the royal priesthood, including a life of holiness in the presence of God, and bringing the covenant blessing to every other nations. So when we have obtained the holiness, when we have obtained the pure heart in
right.
God's presence,
right.
then it means that we become a blessing to others.
Okay.
It says a perfect heart is the worshipper's greatness quality before God. So for us to have a quality worship, the first thing, we must meet the requirement or the quality of us being what? Being holy.
Right.
In Hebrew, it says, it gives this perfectness that conveys the notion of completeness, the wholeness, the perfect then is whole. So it means in Hebrew, it was talking about the completeness of a person being holy. That is the reason why we see the lambs that were being offered before God, they must be without what? Any spot.
Blemish.
And because they are without any spot, which means they meet the what? The quality of being holiness.
Right.
And this is the same thing that also as Christians, we must be without what? Any spot. Without any blemish. And how can we obtain this? On our own, it is impossible. But that's why Christ died on the cross of Calvary.
Yeah.
To help us
yeah.
to obtain this holiness. So when he died on the cross of Calvary, where we cannot do it on our own, when God looks at us, he looks at us as sinners. But when he looks in the life of Christ,
right.
he sees us being holy, which means we are given the imputed righteousness from God.
Okay.
Because of Christ, then we become holy. Without Christ, we cannot become holy. I think this is the very much important to say, we can only make it with we completely depend upon God.
Right.
If we completely surrender all the things that we have upon God and rely upon Him, then we can, it's possible, and it is very much possible that we can obtain this righteousness
right.
as a requirement that God wants us.
I'm curious, Mfundisi, when we are talking about this righteousness, are we therefore saying people can be sinless? I say this in the context of the verse that says He who says they are sinless, they are liars. What does righteousness mean? Does it mean sinlessness?
Of course, my leader, when we talk about righteousness, it talks about completely the person that is perfect, that is free from sin. Now, this one thing that we say, on the daily basis we sin. And because on the daily basis we fall short of the glory of God. But the moment that we go back to Christ and confess our sins, Christ is able to forgive us and he gives us this righteousness. So which means at that time when we have gone back to him and we have surrendered, we obtain the righteousness from Christ, and which makes us to be righteous, and we can be righteous at any time.
I hear that, Mfundisi. What I'm trying to understand is there a time where a human being can ever claim to be sinless? Again, my reference is what 1 John 1:8 says. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. According to 1 John 1:8, there is no time where one can claim to be without sin. Hence, I'm curious to understand if righteousness means sinlessness. As far as John 1:8 is concerned, there is no time when we are sinless.
Okay. I think I'm getting your point where you're driving at. So, we have to understand to say man has the nature to sin. And this because of the nature to sin, it makes us to be sinners at all. Now, because man has fallen to sin, we are said we are born from sin and we are sinner at all times. And that is the reason to say from the time when sin entered, we are condemned as sinners. So it means we are sinners. Now, where righteousness comes about, when we were condemned as sinners, Christ saw it that it is impossible for us to live a life of sin without him coming into our lives. And that is the reason why he came to us to die on the cross of Calvary, to remove the sin. So if we remove Christ from the picture, then that verse applies to say we are all sinners. But when Christ comes into the picture, then we are saved through grace and we become righteous. I hope I have answered the question.
Yeah, so when Christ comes into our lives, we become sinless too?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it there. Please pray for us as we close. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Shall we pray? Our gracious Redeemer, we want to thank you because you have been great in our life, and we have seen who you are. We have seen what you've done in our life, and you're worthy to be praised. Mm-hmm. At this time of the hour, I pray that may you bless each member, each person that is hearing the voice of your preacher. We pray, Father, that may you provide what they need. For this, it's a requirement that we need to obtain from you. Father, we cannot do it on our own unless you come into our life. We pray through the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that you have answered this prayer, as everyone says, Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Moyo. Really appreciate your teaching. We're looking forward to the Wednesday installment of the lesson. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you very much, Pastor Bangai Moyo, teaching us what the lesson study is, guiding us through the scriptures, and we are still traversing our path through the Psalms. And it says the Psalms of David. We have been schooled to know not all of them are David's Psalms, but the Psalms nonetheless, and today we were focusing on just that. It's 15 minutes now before 3. It's time for us to turn to our focus. It's going to be the Marathon Drive in a short while, so let's get into it.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.